The psalm for today is Psalm 102. If those of you who are reading through the Bible in a year have read it, you know I'm not opening from that psalm. Running right along to tomorrow's psalm, I want to read you a few verses from the psalm out of the Passion Translation. Verse 1 says, "With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God." Wow! With everything within me, I bow before you, O Most High God. Amen. And then verse 3, "You kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done." Wow! Wow! God has, "You kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done." Is that our Father God?
It is.
He's kissed your heart with forgiveness. And verse 8, "Lord, you're so kind and tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it, and so very patient with people who fail you." Have you ever failed the Lord? I have. Not one of you? Put your hands up. Make me feel at home that I'm in the right group. My gosh, I thought everybody out there had already gone to heaven and I was just pretending you were there. Woo! Okay. God, I'm so glad you're patient with the lot of us. With all of us. Thank you, Lord, for being so patient with us. And then the psalm ends with this verse, "I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord." That's what we're going to do this morning, because he's kissed our hearts with forgiveness. Because he's so tender-hearted toward each and every one of us, we're glad. Lord, we are overjoyed to stand and say this verse together with you from the Passion Translation, Psalm 103, verse 22. "I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord." Let's say that last phrase again, since Pastor Kev had a different translation of that. Let's say it together. "Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord." Bless him. We love to be in his presence right now because we've put ourselves there. Amen.